You're cruising down the highway, windows rolled down, tunes blasting from the radio. You're in the zone and living the dream. Suddenly, your car sputters, coughs, and throws a wrench in your whole day. Tow trucks, repair bills, the dream turns into a nightmare. Don't wait until car trouble steals your peace of mind. Visit CarShield now at carshield.com/Carlson. For nearly 20 years, CarShield has helped millions of drivers avoid the stress of major repairs. They offer plans covering up to 5,000 parts and systems, from your engine and transmission to electronics and more, all for a low monthly rate that fits your budget. CarShield plans also include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, and rental options. Get peace of mind now. Visit CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Join millions of customers and contact CarShield now to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Carlson. That's carshield.com/Carlson. Visit now.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first.
On this Friday, the most important aspect of the Trump charges is the political component. It is obvious that the U.S. Justice Department is anxious to try the former president and not anxious to see Hunter Biden in federal court. That's a fact and has nothing to do with the guilt or innocence of either man. It has everything to do with using political power to destroy opposition or protect those on your side. The first Supreme Court Justice, John Marshall, understood that, which is why he engineered the acquittal of Aaron Burr on charges of treason. In 1806, President Thomas Jefferson publicly accused his former vice president, Burr, of treason. Jefferson tried to use his vast power to destroy Burr, who might have actually been guilty of treason. But John Marshall, who presided over the federal trial in Virginia, realized that if Jefferson prevailed, powerful politicians could use the justice system to neutralize opponents. And that is exactly what is happening today with Donald Trump. The charges against him may have some validity, but the overall strategy is to get him out of the political arena. Thus, I am predicting today's Supreme Court will eventually have to get involved with all this. Back in a moment.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/B-I-L-L.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.